It's good to see everyone today. It's good to be with you. I know that many are taking advantage of the long weekend, and I hope that everybody has a good day off tomorrow for Labor Day. All indications last week were that the new sound system was a hit, that it helped in many ways. I want to commend the elders for their commitment to seeing this project through, and hopefully it will be a benefit to us as we move forward. I want to invite you back tonight at 5:30 for our evening service as we study through those fruits of the Spirit, and I hope that you can be back with us this evening. You know, with the beginning of things, there's always hope. You know, for sports fans, the beginning of a new season brings hope. Before they ever play a game, everybody's got a chance to win a title, right? Everyone's got a shot. Everyone's got hope. When our TV program that we really enjoy and we really like, when a new season is coming up, there's hope that it's going to be even better than the last. When things begin, there's always hope. There's hope for success. There's hope that hard work is going to pay off. Hope that something is going to be good. We hope because we're unsure. We hope because we're unsure because sometimes things don't always work out the way we want them to, do they? Sometimes seasons begin and they're not near as entertaining as we had hoped they would be. Sometimes our television programs let us down. Sometimes things don't go like we want. So we hope, but we're unsure. What about hope that is guaranteed? Can a hope really be guaranteed? Can a hope really be certain and sure, tried and true? What if you knew the results that you hoped for would actually come to pass? Open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Beginning in verse 13. Paul says there to the Thessalonians, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." The Thessalonians were unsure. And they were unsure about those who had passed on. Did they miss? Did they miss the opportunity to go to heaven? Did they miss the opportunity to be with the Lord? Had they missed out? They were unsure about what happened to their lost loved one. Paul encourages them to understand that the hope that comes in Christ, the hope that comes in God, is certain. We have hope. It's not a questioning hope. It's not maybe, but it's sure. And he reassures them in this moment that for certain they can be guaranteed that if you died faithful to God, you would be raised with him. No one will miss out. God won't miss any of those that are his. He will get them all. They could be certain. It became an issue with them that even in 2 Thessalonians, you see some have bring up the idea that maybe they all missed it. That maybe the coming of the Lord has already happened and that judgment has already been and they just missed out. They were very concerned and they were very unsure. But Paul reassures them that the hope that they have is certain. It's guaranteed. Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be worried about. Nothing to be concerned about. Their hope is guaranteed. What do we hope for today? Or what might we be unsure of today? Maybe there be some things we have some doubt about. Maybe there are some things that we wonder. Is it really sure? Is it really going to happen? You know, perhaps there are those who wonder, will God really forgive me? Can God really forgive my sin? Will God really make it right for me? May wonder, am I really saved? Have I really done all that I can do to be saved? Is God really going to let me go to heaven? Or maybe we're unsure about whether we've been pleasing to God. Have we lived a life that pleases God? Have we done the things that we need to do in order to please Him? In fact, I think if we were to really be honest with ourselves, and all Christians were really honest, there are things that we are unsure about. And we really wonder, is it all really going to happen the way Scripture says? We can be sure, because our hope is different. With God, there is hope. But that hope is different than the kind of hope that we have in things in this life. We don't have to be unsure of the outcome of God's hope. Turn to Hebrews chapter 6 in verse 13. Hebrews chapter 6, beginning in verse 13, we see the Hebrew writer talking about the certainty of God's promises. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 13, "For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely I will bless you and multiply you.' And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes and an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of His purpose, He guaranteed it with an oath. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hope fast, to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." The Hebrew writer wants to talk about Melchizedek. He wants to talk about how Jesus is better and He's our great high priest. But as he talks about those things, he talks about the certainty of God's promises, and all of God's promises have come true. He talks about here how that when God wanted to make a promise and an oath, He made it on Himself, because there is none greater. And he goes on to talk about the hope that we have in God's promises, a hope that he says here is strong and set. Strong and steadfast, sure. But he also calls it an anchor of the soul. Our hope doesn't come with a question mark. Our hope comes with an exclamation point. It is from God. It is His promise. And it is impossible for God to lie to us. Unfortunately, there are those in our world who don't understand this idea. They may think that God is a mere puppet master who simply enjoys how the wind blows us. But in truth, God has made promises. And all of those promises will come true. And we can use those promises as an anchor of our soul. That no matter what happens, the storms that life brings, we stand firm and stand sure. We have a foundation built upon the sureness, the certainty of God's promises. It's our anchor. It's our strength. It's what we stand on, what we believe in, and what we know to be true. His promises are sure. This hope is an anchor that holds us in place even when others challenge us. And we will be challenged. What keeps us sure? What keeps us steadfast? What keeps us unmovable is the hope in God's promises that are sure and steadfast. Our hope is different. Our hope is alive. Our hope is living. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Peter wants to talk about our inheritance, what we can expect in the future. He begins that discussion in verse 3 by saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." As he wants to talk about our inheritance, what's set up for us in the future, what God is going to leave the children that belong to Him, he talks about a living hope. We can be sure that all of God's promises are true. One of those promises that you and I are waiting for is the promise of heaven. It's our inheritance. Why do we sacrifice in life? Why are we willing to live a life that's different? Why are we willing to stand against the world who says, "Please yourself, do what you want to do. Only take care of yourself"? Because we have a hope that is greater than what we see here. Our inheritance, which is our home in heaven, that hope is alive. That hope lives inside us. That hope is there when all seems lost. That hope is there when the world turns. That hope is there in grief. That hope is there in tragedy. That hope is there in the good times. It's alive. It lives in our hearts. It motivates us to keep being a Christian. Our inheritance, our home in heaven, our future. That hope lives. And that hope is certain. It's guaranteed. It's not something we wish for, but it's something that we can know for sure that if we belong to Him, we will inherit a home in heaven with Him. How can we be sure? How can we know for sure? We live in a world of uncertainty, don't we? We live in a world of confusion. We live in a world that not everything is guaranteed. Not everything is set. Not everything is sure. Just a few years ago, when the stock market took a dip, when we were in recession, a lot of people's retirement accounts took that dip with it, didn't it? Some people were ready for retirement and unfortunately couldn't go through because their retirement account got cut in half. What seemed sure was not so sure. Anything that depends on man is subject to change. Anything that depends on our decisions is subject to be different. But with God, there is no uncertainty. With God, everything is sure. If we go back to Hebrews chapter 6, our hope is in God's promises. Our hope is in His promise. And the Hebrew writer says his promise is sure and steadfast. It's an anchor that holds us together, holds us down, and keeps us in place as a storm rages around us. We can be sure of God's promises. Name one promise that God made that did not come true. And He made some pretty great promises. His promises are true. If we go back to 1 Peter chapter 1, we want to think about our inheritance. We want to think about our hope being in that inheritance, in that home in heaven. Our hope is sure. Why? Because it's kept by the power of God. Because God Himself holds us in place. God Himself has that home in heaven in His hands. It's not going anywhere. It's not subject to decay. It's not subject to defilement. It's not subject to destruction. Because it's kept by His hands. The same hands that created the world. The same hands that caused the flood. The same hands that created those 10 plagues and parted the sea and allowed the Jews to walk across on dry land. The same hands that raised Jesus from the dead are the hands that hold our future. It is set. It is sure. Our hope is certain. Another reason we can be sure of our hope is because it's not dependent on our own righteousness. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And you were dead in the trespasses, in sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Not a result of work, so that no one may boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We could talk about God's promises. They're an anchor. They hold steady. We can talk about the hope of our inheritance, which is kept by His power. And there are many that will understand that God is powerful and that God has those things, but they still doubt themselves. What are we unsure about? Many are unsure that God will actually forgive them. Many are unsure that God will actually save them and that God will make room for them, and they question whether they have room with God. We can be sure of our hope because it does not depend upon our own righteousness. We're saved by God's grace. We're saved because He loves us. We're saved because He had mercy on us. We are saved. And our hope is sure because He gave Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Not a result of our works, but of His. Are there things we need to do? Yes. Yes, there's things we need to do. And we need to do our very best to do those things. But even if we did all of them, we would still not deserve what God has set for us. Our home in heaven. It's in front of us. Will we make mistakes? Absolutely. You ever been upset with yourself because you did something you wish you hadn't done? Said something you wish you hadn't said? Made mistakes? Every one of us. We all do. But guess what? It's That's where God's grace and mercy come in. He knows we're going to mess up. He knows we're going to make mistakes. He knows we can't get there on our own. So He makes up the difference. We do our best. He fills in the gaps. And it's His grace and His love for us that we can make sure that we understand is what's going to save us. We can be sure of our hope because God cannot lie. His promises are true and they all will happen. We can be sure of our hope because our inheritance, our home in heaven, is kept in the power of His hands. We can be sure because it doesn't depend on us to be perfect. It just depends on us to have faith in Him and to give our lives to Him and follow Him. He makes up the difference. Like so many, you may be unsure of things today. There may be some things that you have doubt about. But understand, if you follow God's plan, if you submit to Him, then you can have confidence and move forward in your life with Him. You don't have to be unsure. He will save those who have faith in Him. He will save those who follow Him and come to Him and give their lives to Him. Never doubt the power of God's grace and mercy. Never be unsure that He loves you, and never be unsure of His ability to grant that inheritance. When we say hope, we don't say it as a question. We say it as a declaration of what God has promised. Maybe you're here this morning and you need to reaffirm your commitment to God. Understand, God loves you. God will save you if you give yourself to Him. His hope is set, sure. Our inheritance, our home in heaven, will be your home. If you're here this morning, you've never named the name of Christ, we want to encourage you to do so. If you want to give yourself to Him, believe in His word, repent of your sins and confess that He is the Son of God and be buried with Him in baptism, having your sins washed away. Having as an anchor the hope that comes with giving your life to Him. Maybe you're here this morning, you need the prayers of the church. We'd be glad to pray with you and for you. Understand, you don't have to be unsure about anything. You can be certain God will honor His promises. If you have a need this morning, won't you come as we stand and sing?
I have decided goodbye.